One, two, three, four. Just another day at my dead-end profession. I'm living day to day. Yeah, listening to some good old country records on the radio. And yeah, what else can I say?
Thanks for coming back to the show. I'm Ryan. With me is Bobby and Dave. We are the Degenerates.
Woo!
Hello.
One of us is Joey Diaz.
Oh, right. Someone took that name.
Sons of bitches.
I always get bummed out we didn't come up with a theme for this show when we started it. You know, I'm like,
yeah.
All the successful podcasts have a thing.
Right.
You know, I mean, unless it's hosted by someone famous, they have a thing. They
right.
got, you know, We Hate Movies or the Cult Podcast.
Yeah. There's always ones that you wouldn't expect to have a huge following, but that do. They're like, hey, we're the podcast that talks about torturing dogs. And there's like 1,000 people in some Facebook group that latch on to it.
Speaking of torturing dogs, there's a new one of those videos going around.
Jesus. I've not seen it, fortunately.
Fortunately for you, but this one traumatized me. I won't even describe what happens in the video to these poor dogs. It's happening in China. And the thing is, and I said this before, is that sharing videos, graphic videos, very graphic, by the way, of dogs being tortured to death in order to raise awareness is kind of like posting child porn on Facebook and being like, I'm raising awareness.
Right.
Pedophiles are out there.
Yeah.
Sign this petition to stop pedophiles. We're going to show this how many signatures we got to a pedophile, and then he'll have to stop.
You know, it's interesting you bring this up, because I do wonder, you know, obviously sociopaths and psychopaths, one of the telltale things that they do is they torture animals, right? We know that when they're kids, they do a lot of animal torture, and they get a pleasure out of the torture, not just the death. They take pleasure.
Oh, it's over too quickly.
Yeah,
I mean.
They want to harm the thing. I wonder if a lot of those quote-unquote raising awareness videos are just basically psychopath porn. Like, I wonder if just go back and like, oh, yeah, keep telling me about it.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And, like, I do not report things generally online. I don't like a great many things, but I don't report them, except if it's animal torture. It's the one time I hit the report button. Someone came at me like, oh, hey, idiot, I'm raising awareness. I'm like, what do you hope to achieve?
Yeah.
You're showing, okay, it's this dog cooking festival in China, okay? What do you hope to achieve with your
petition?
I like
the picture that the dogs are wearing chef hats and working on like a nice soup or something.
Oh, man.
Then it's the Lady and the Tramp scene where they have the spaghetti and they meet in the middle.
It's just gotta be a blowtorch to death.
No, wait, are they torturing the dogs or are they just
cooking?
All right,
no, they're not torturing them for the sake of torture. They are, to them, this is us putting a live lobster in boiling water.
Yeah, but a lobster doesn't have a nervous system. Like, if they're torturing the animal, I could see it. But in some way, there is a weird kind of like social issue there where you're like, hey, we kill cows. We put a bolt gun to the head of cows. You know, why are we...
It sounds like, without getting into it, it sounds like they're not being very humane.
With
like
the killing,
A bolt gun, I think, would be humane. It
right.
sounds like what they're doing is just not.
By the way, we've talked about this before, but like one of my glue traps the exterminators put down caught a mouse finally.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't see how they say those are the humane way to go.
Not at all. Not at all.
The snap trap, that's the way to go. Fucking, I'm eating peanut butter, now I'm asleep.
Not even that one, though, too, because those ones can, oftentimes, they'll break the back in such a way that they're not dead and they'll just sit there paralyzed for a long time. The electric ones, get the electric ones. Kills them 100% instantly. They don't even know what happens.
Dude, we bought, like, expensive? Years ago when I was married, We had mice got into our house, so we went to a store specifically to get a humane trap. It was like a metal box that they would get into, can't get out.
Yeah, yeah.
And we bought, like, it was marketed as, this is a humane trap. So we got it home. There was like a page of instructions. And I was looking at it. It's like, to empty the trap, submerge it in water for 60 seconds. And I was like, what the? You want me to drown these fucking mice? How is that humane?
Well, that's what you have to do with the glue traps, because the glue traps, you can't get them off. You have to drown them.
Or use a rock.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize it.
Jesus.
Yeah, no,
I actually just kicked it like a half a dozen times. Is that not what you're supposed to do?
Dude, but one of my friends...
to shame it to death.
Someone else I saw, because you posted about that video online saying, please stop doing this.
Yeah.
But one of my other friends, I forget who it was, they posted something similar. Like, I tried to report this video for violating Facebook community guidelines because it's so graphic. And Facebook apparently said it doesn't violate their guidelines. So, like, brutal murder of an animal is okay, but don't show a nipple.
Yeah.
Like, if you show a nipple... you are out of here.
Yeah, yeah. My wife famously gets reported every goddamn week is for showing pictures of her butt. I'm like, everyone likes butts.
Yeah.
Nobody likes dog torture.
You know, it's funny. I was actually just thinking about this. A glue trap, when you think about it, if it's an outside glue trap, it starts out as a mouse trap and then becomes like a hawk trap. Like, if you eventually, you just keep going up the ladder until you get a mongoose.
You're an idiot.
So, listen, I'm a guy that likes to respect his elders. That's how I was raised, but...
Well, you don't show enough to me, goddammit.
Yeah, that's true.
You want to be included in things, and I try and make you feel like you're one of us, all right? Some of them make it real hard, though. Trapped in line behind this fucking conversation. Old timer, you don't have the thing I want. I'm sorry, ma'am. We are out of that, but I need it. Ma'am, I'm sorry. We don't have it at this store. You can try another CVS, but I need it now. But I drove all the way down here. Ma'am, I'm sorry, but I live far away. I'm like... How did you make it to this age and not ever learn the lesson that life sometimes sucks?
Also, by the way, not like CVS is some kind of Disneyland destination. How right, many CVSs right. did you pass on your supposedly long drive?
Although, right. to be fair, I don't feel like that's exclusive to old people. I've seen plenty of people of all ages just being that entitled and that just thoughtless as far as like, oh, everything revolves around me. You are not catering to my needs right now? What is wrong with you?
This lady happened to be in her late 60s, early 70s, But yes, I do see that all the time.
Wouldn't it be great if Ryan treated this old lady the same way I treated the guy who tried to take a deuce in the CVS at 11 p.m. and he just looked
the fuck out of here.
I'm just hoping that Ryan set a glue trap next to the register so the lady is walking when she's got stuff.
Well, better get a rock.
Yeah, no, it amazes me when people make it past a certain age never learning that lesson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, how did you make it this far? Is this something you just do every day? You just demand emotional compensation?
But this might be a generational thing. You said her. Was this happened to be an older lady?
Yes.
So my grandma is kind of like this old lady in a way.
How do you know? She doesn't speak English.
I know. She barely speaks English. She's 93 years old. She's never driven a car. She's never done like half the things that independent people do because back in her generation, they weren't allowed to. And so now that her husband is dead, she's just like, I don't even know how the world works. I have no idea.
Oh, shit.
I can't drive a car. I can't go shopping. I've never seen a checkbook in my life. What's a bank account?
Oh, man.
That is amazing.
How does rent work? You have to pay for electricity. I thought it was magic. Like,
So this is like someone who came out of a time capsule.
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
All right. Okay. So it's like the Blast of the Past starring Brendan Fraser.
Yes, exactly.
Cars just going by her fast. It's scary and confusing.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. So
she's Demolition Man.
Yeah.
She's
Well, all right. Now, speaking of technology, another thing happened that same day. This is where like I was starting to get a little fed up with the previous generation. This one day is I was in the pharmacy getting my wife's prescription for her. Computers went down. Nothing you can do. Their system went down. They're frantic. They're busy. I felt terrible for these guys because it's completely out of their hands.
Oh yeah,
and it's off site. Some tech at an off site place is frantically working on it. You know, you're just going to have to be patient or come back.
Right.
That's how it works. Yeah. What makes it shitty is when a computer system goes down, that is the one time a year the old timers get to dust off their "see, I told you so" speech about computer. Oh, see these computers. I'm telling you, I've been telling you for 30 years. They only get to say it once a year for 2 hours.
Right.
So they really charge into it and completely ignore that life is 99% more efficient.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
With them, save for those once in a year that you run into a system that has gone down for an hour.
Yeah, sorry our system went down, but if we didn't have this technology, you would have been dead 12 years ago.
Yeah, right. Remember how you came in needing heart meds and we just knew what they were? That you didn't need to go back to your doctor at midnight and get a little piece of paper and bring it back to us?
It's the equivalent of the anti-vaxxers that are like, sometimes when people get the vaccine, they get a red swelling at the arm site. And you're like, yeah, but you don't get polio.
Yeah.
There's a trade-off, I agree, but I think we're on the right side of that equation.
Or if someone dies from a peanut allergy, you're like, see these peanuts, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to die.
Yeah.
No, I almost want to, like, you know, sashay up to him, like, yes, brother Luddite, what say you? We sneak off after nightfall and throw some Molotov cocktails in the machinery. They're taking jobs. Anyway, how was your week?
I got an interesting one, Ryan. I think I've told you guys I have a show coming up this week. If you're hearing this episode on the day it is released, it'll be 2 days from now on the 24th in downtown San Diego at a place called The Sandbox. It is a show for an event with the Reuben H. Fleet where we're going to go out and see Solo, a Star Wars movie, before anyone else gets to see it. We're having a costume contest. I'm doing Star Wars-based stand-up. Oh my God,
you fucking nerds.
Yeah, oh, I love it. I'm doing a bunch of Star Wars-based stand-up. Go get your tickets at reubenhfleet.com. But regardless, it was funny because they asked me, can you do a Star Wars set? And I go, yeah, actually, you know, I've been thinking about putting something like that together for a while. That sounds like something fun. I'll definitely put it together. They kind of asked me short notice. They only asked me a few weeks ago to put together like a 20-minute set. So I've been working on it, and I'm pretty proud of what I've got so far. I'm chugging along. And I got a request yesterday, and they're like, hey, can we get a video of one of those Star Wars jokes for our promotions? And I was like, well, I mean, I'm writing it for you guys. I haven't performed this before. Yeah, I can't do that. And they're like, yeah, it's fine. Just have your wife pull out her cell phone and take a video of you doing it on the couch. Yeah. And I, like, you have to explain, because of course these are
chest pains.
Science museum people, they're not comedians. They don't understand that you could be Chris Rock and it's not going to come off well doing material sitting on a couch. It's also not like this joke is just a standalone thing. It's part of a larger set. It's not going to make sense by itself cut out with me sitting on a couch and no audience there.
Yeah.
As a comic, I totally get that. That is stupid and shitty, but you got to think of it from their point of view. First of all, most people have never been to a comedy show.
Yes.
They just haven't.
True. That's, live comedy. That's facts. Yeah.
Second of all, you got to think about the audience they're trying to reach. These are science nerds. These are dorks. Mm-hmm. They just want a video of you saying something humorous about Star Wars. They don't care how it looks. They don't care there's no audience. They just want a little clip of you saying something funny and clever so that other nerds who might go to the event can see it. Like, oh, hey, he made a joke about Jabba the Hutt. Let's go check him out. Like,
I don't think that joke would come off well delivering it on your couch from a cell phone.
That's because you're thinking like a comic. You got to think like these idiots that you're trying to get to come to your show.
Yeah.
You got to think like these fucking morons who don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They're all geniuses, by the way. They just don't know anything about comedy. But yeah, it's one of those impossible booker requests where you're like, I don't know what to do. Finally, what I ended up doing is they also added, hey, while the show is 21 and up, because we're putting this out publicly, it also needs to be clean. So also scrap a bunch of the material that you already have for that particular little demo thing.
There goes the Han Solo masturbation bit.
Yeah, oh, dude, I had so many bestiality jokes involving Chewie. But but it made me realize, like, the whole, like, Booker thing can be quite difficult. I ended up going through and like, picking out some old science jokes and, like, Star Trek jokes I had. I was like, close enough. I'll throw these in there. Comic-Con Star Trek. I'll throw these in there. They're clean. I'll put them together real quick and give it to them, and hopefully that works out. What do you guys think is the craziest or most impossible booker request you have ever gotten?
I wouldn't say this is an impossible request, but a frustrating request. Like, there's a guy, we all know him, he used to run a club, and he would tell everyone, all comics who came to his club, you got to work clean.
Yep, okay.
You got to be clean.
Yeah.
No dirty material, no blue material. Then he would go up to open the show and talk about porn and fucking and sex.
Yeah.
But then even after that, you had to stay clean or you would hear from him about it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
like, dude, come on.
And I know you're talking about it. I did talk to him once. I'm like, why? Why do you do this? That's like smoking a cigar and turning to someone smoking a cigarette and saying, put that out of your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
So his reasoning was, well, I have to say that, or they, or some of these shitty comics I book go really dirty.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you booking shitty comics?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's also, like,
I don't know.
I know who you're talking. I know you're talking about him, and he. It's not like he would go kind of blue. Like, he would go real blue. And and it wasn't. I don't know what level he thought was going on above that.
Yeah. No, I don't know either. Maybe he didn't want anyone to outdo his blueness.
Right. I think that's what it was. I really do.
It just, to me, that just seems like Gandhi going around preaching nonviolence while he sucker punches the shit out of some orphans.
Yeah, this guy gave me one of my first, like, legit feature gigs, with a solid 25 minutes or so. So I really like the guy.
But, I like him too. He's a great, and he's a good comic.
But when I asked him, I'm like, hey, some of my stuff, you know, it's not raunchy, but I say the F word. He just goes, just say effing. Just say effing. Just say effing.
But we're at a bar. Can't we all just be adults?
Yeah, right. It's also 21 and up.
Yeah.
So, later on, I'm like, by the way, man, I effed your girlfriend. Hope you're not mad. Now, for me, what most comes to mind when you told your story is not so much a booker, but my first radio interview. And now, of course, I'm not working raunchy on that.
Right.
But the guy, and by the way, I'm a year or two in. I know nothing. I don't even know to not acquiesce to the request, please tell me a joke when someone asks me on the street yet?
No.
I'm still trying to make that work. Like, all right, I'll tell you one of my ace bits here. And just stone face because they're in defense mode. But anyways, a radio DJ, live radio, goes, all right, man, Ryan Shore's here. He's going to be at the Comedy Palace on Friday and Saturday this weekend. Ryan, let the people hear some of your material. Let's hear one of your jokes. And I just went, okay. And I did my opening bit. And not even the DJ gave me a courtesy laugh. Oh. He just kind of stared back at me over his microphone like I'm doing right now. And
somebody should have taped that on a cell phone video and used it for promotion.
Right. And I'm like, right when I hit the punchline, I realized, hey, I can't hear everyone on the other side of this radio frequency to hear if that killed or if they're all as stone-faced as this gentleman who just baited me into this.
Yeah. That's a great, you know what? That's a great prank bit. You invite a bunch of comedians onto your show, have them tell a bit, look at them stone-faced, and then just go, okay, thank you. And then just continue on and watch their self-esteem drop.
Yeah, no, I had one lady who ran a bringer show in LA, all right? At the Comedy Store, though, so in the main room.
Yep.
So, anyways, someone that was on, like one of her like little peons was like, hey, I really like this guy Ryan. Can we get him on the show? And so she comes to me, and I'm like, it sounds like a bringer, and I don't bring anymore. I was like 5 years in at this point.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and it's LA.
Yeah, I'm like, and it's LA. There's not gonna be any bringing here. She's like, no, it's okay. I talked to her. Like, I just want to see you on the show. She'll really like you. The audience really like you. Yeah, don't worry about it. And I'm like, all right, you know, it's the Comedy Store. So, but the promoter then hit me up. It was like, you need to change your profile picture to my flyer. Now, for those of you that don't know, my profile picture has never changed. It's my logo. It's a branding thing. I've never changed it. I'm certainly not going to change it to a flyer for a bringer show with like fucking 80 comics
on it.
Well,
on top of that, like, it's one thing to say, hey, post this flyer on your Facebook wall.
Yeah.
Are you want me to change my fucking profile picture?
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck off.
Bobby, anything in the news this week?
Well, not this week, but we ran out of time last week to get to it. And what I thought was a hilarious thing that got overlooked by a lot of people, which was Mitt Romney. You guys remember him as the Republican nomination?
Magic Underpants, right?
Everybody remembers him.
Yeah, he's the Mormon guy. He was talking, now you got to remember he's like a multi-millionaire, has hundreds of millions of dollars. He was talking, he's giving an interview, and they were talking about favorite foods or something, and he made the statement, my favorite meat is hot dogs. I love hot dogs. Maybe number two, hamburgers, but definitely hot dogs number one. Some people like steaks. For me, hot dogs.
Did he say my favorite meat?
Yes,
he
my favorite meat.
Said
that
my...
sounds like someone that hunts humans
yes.
for sport.
That
yes.
sounds like an alien trying to pass
yes.
off as a normal person.
What do you humans enjoy?
Yes.
Hot dogs
yeah.
are my favorite meat.
That sounds like, you know when they make AI and it comes up with some weird fucking
yes.
statement that doesn't quite make sense? That sounds like what this
you
is.
You don't have to like steak. It doesn't
it's,
steak.
The it's the uncanny valley of
yeah.
steak.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
a great way to put it. You don't have to have steak as your favorite meat. You don't have to have filet mignon, you don't have to have whatever, but picking hot dogs and then standing by it and going, number two, hamburgers, is such a clear pandering to the
oh,
middle
yeah.
of the country.
I'm a regular guy just like you.
I'm yep. a regular human, just like the rest of you. And he clearly is coming off as somebody who is so disjointed, they don't even realize that. So that's what's funny is it comes full circle. It's like, I'm going to try and relate to the average man. By doing so badly, I'm going to have everybody look at me like I am nowhere near
that's like
the
when
average
Gwyneth
man.
Paltrow tries to relate to normal women.
Right.
You know how sometimes your vagina gold dust glitter gets all
yeah.
over your Louis Vuittons?
Yeah.
You know what it reminded me of is, do you remember in the, I think it was the early 90s, when George Bush Sr., they asked him how much groceries cost, and, it, like,
oh, yeah.
and they're,
oh,
like,
God.
They're like, okay, how much do you think a carton of milk is? He's like, I'm going to go low, like
$21? Yeah. In 1988, yeah.
$18,
yeah.
$18 for
oh,
sure.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
It was just like that. Like, you're achieving the opposite of what you were going
see,
for.
See, here's... Whenever I see stories like this, I always wonder, like, are politicians, like, secretly Andy Kaufman-ing us?
Yeah.
Like, are they all just doing a bit? Because there was another one. Bobby, you probably saw this. I forget which politician it was. You might know. But one of the politicians was, he was trying to debunk global warming and climate change by saying, the ocean levels are rising because rocks are falling
right.
into the ocean.
Right. Which is a
that
great,
was his explanation for why the ocean
too
was
many dolphins.
But what I love about this is you can
call the dolphins.
You can see like the juvenile line of reasoning. Like, well, I have this glass of water. When I put an ice cube in, the water rises. Therefore, okay, I see. I'm getting basic displacement here. So if I put a rock in the ocean, well, that'll make the water rise up.
But what they're not thinking is like if you had a glass of water, the appropriate analogy would not be like a fifth of a grain of salt.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So the issue is that you don't understand the scope of what you're talking about, the volume. And in doing so, you come off with this insanely juvenile idea.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, sounds somehow even worse than the ones that are like, no, God is doing it.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds even
that
dumber.
I can at least respect because you have
some
imaginary...
Well, let's not go crazy with respect.
You just have this imaginary... No, but I think I think he also said that there's dirt on the ocean floor, which is making the ocean levels rise.
Yes, that's right, because... You know, it used to be that in the 1950s, women stayed home and they cleaned the ocean floor, but now they're off working, not raising kids. Ocean floor is getting dirty. Sea levels are rising because we took God out of the schools.
These are the people making policy for the country.
Cat and dog sleeping together.
Jesus.
Yeah, you know what would be funny, too, is like if you use that that ice cube and glass of water analogy, and you went, okay, now, what happens if that ice cube melts because it's getting too hot in here?
Right.
And you're like, I don't follow.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, actually. Let's take a piece of Saran wrap, put it over the top of this glass, set this outside, and see how it works out.
Ooh. Let's put Saran wrap over the oceans. That way nothing will fall in. The levels won't rise.
Plus, no more shark attacks.
We just solved it.
Yeah, that's perfect.
By the way, I like, A, the idea that there's enough Saran wrap to do that, but B, the idea that sharks can't get through Saran wrap. I think that's my favorite part of that entire thing.
Bobby, shark expert here, they cannot. I've tried. It's a king of pranks moment. It's too long to explain. Speaking of politicians, by the way, I was leaving Vaughn's grocery store yesterday, and there was a gentleman in shorts and a hoodie with a ponytail that said, "Hey, are you sick of a two-party system?" And I went, I gotta hear what you have to say. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, well, I'm running for Congress. He had a booth. This guy was not fucking around. This dude in a hoodie with a ponytail and Crocs is not running. I thought maybe city council. I'm like, all right, this guy's not gonna win city council, but okay. Congress.
Well, if you see who our congressman is from, I believe he covers your district, Ryan, from where you live. He's probably more qualified because that's Duncan Hunter. And if you guys didn't see him on Bill Maher this week, I mean, that was just a solidification of a career of being a piece of shit. And he continues to do so when they're because he's the biggest Trump supporter. And he's like, how do you, as an ex-Marine, support Trump who, you know, bashes on POWs and then says, fuck John McCain because he's dying anyway? And he's like, you got to understand, those of us in the military, we have a good sense of humor. we tell jokes about dying elder statesmen who have been national heroes before just for fun.
Right. Jesus. Well, the ultimate sense of humor, they support Trump. So
yeah. All right. So Ryan, actually, the guy with the Crocs would probably be a significant upgrade.
Maybe I'll go back. I can't support a fringe independent candidate because that's a person that doesn't understand that you should stop doing things that have never worked ever.
Yeah, I mean, I guess on the local level, it's pretty rare. You get every once in a while, you get somebody like a Bernie Sanders who can make it in without a party affiliation, but it's pretty damn rare. And they all come from tiny districts where you're able to do that because they're like, oh, he's the principal.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But what I thought was even funnier, both than that and the whole Mitt Romney thing, was the revelation from Bill Gates that came out this week, which... if it wasn't so terrifying, would be probably one of the funnier pieces of news that has come out. So Bill Gates was slated to be at some point, Donald Trump's science advisor. He wanted Bill Gates to come in. Good enough person, I guess. Why not?
Sure.
Does a lot of good work.
The other guy's dead, so.
Yeah, he's clearly very intelligent. Might as well. So brings Bill Gates in. He had two separate meetings with Bill Gates where he asked Bill Gates the same question, which... it's bad enough you ask this question
once.
How
do you tie shoes? Something like that.
It's a question that you shouldn't have to ask once if you're the president or, I don't know, a fucking adult. Like, if you're anybody over the age of 8, you shouldn't have to ask this question once. But he actually had to ask it twice, which is both times Bill Gates comes in, Trump goes, hey, Bill, so HPV and HIV, those are the same thing?
See, honestly, this surprises me 0% because I know how stupid Trump is. And I know that the way his brain is like, oh, there are three initials. Two of those initials are the same. probably the same thing.
Was it an upgrade? Did you upgrade the HIV?
Okay, now one thing, I got to share this story, and for maybe our less informed listeners, a little something about HPV.
So HPV is a virus, human papillomavirus. It causes genital warts. It is also very, very prevalent.
I think something like 93% of sexually active people have it.
Right.
And most of those don't have any visible symptoms.
Right.
Now, you have the capability to have warts, but it's usually lies dormant in most people. Most people have it. They can't test for it in men.
Well, they can. It's just not. It won't always show up positive because it's not always right. representative itself.
So it's one of those things where if you find out you have it, it's not the end of the world. You're in good company.
The vast majority of people who are sexually active in the United States have this particular virus. It can cause problems in women. It is essentially the only cause of cervical cancer.
Right.
If you get cervical cancer, it's because you had HPV. One of the 20-some-odd strains of HPV can cause cervical cancer. And then also can cause throat cancer if you happen to get a throat infection, which very famously Michael Douglas claimed he got from Catherine Zeta-Jones. That's where my throat cancer came from. I went down on Catherine.
It's also how I cured it.
Yeah.
You can follow that story. That's what he said.
Anyways, in college, this was 2007, HPV, not as much was known about as now.
Sure.
And so anyways, there was a girl I was dating. We were about to become intimate, and she said, okay, before we start this, I need to let you know I have something. I'm like, hey. And she goes, I have HPV. I didn't know what that was at the time. Uh-huh. I'm like, I'm 22.
Right.
And she goes, do you still want to have sex knowing that I have that? And I said, well, I'd like to go find out more about it. And she's like, that's fine. She was very interested.
They're like cuddling.
Yeah,
and she's
yeah.
like, would you still do it? And Ryan has a cell phone up behind her head as he's like scrolling through. And he's like, see, pretty common. Okay, this is good. Not a lot of symptoms in men. But yeah, you know what? Let's pull this trigger.
So anyways, I'm like, you know, let me at least find out more about it. You know, preventative measures. I don't know. She was fine with that.
Do you like take a 5-minute break while you go to a laptop? Or do you just make a rain check for another day?
Rain check for another day.
You have more willpower.
When it comes to STDs, that was the one thing that would kill a boner for me. So I was like, yeah. So I made an appointment I tried to go make an appointment with Student Health, which I had always had good experiences with up until this point. Now, they had changed around Student Health at SDSU this year, and they had to make an appointment. You had to go to this like box office type thing with a speaker box, like you're ordering tickets for the movies.
Yeah.
And so, and there was this ghetto-ass woman in there who looked like she had just gotten fired from the DMV and was pissed off about it. And so I go up, and this speaker box is loud, and there's a line behind me. I'm like, hey, I'd like to make an appointment. What, sir? What do you want to make an appointment for?
They're also transcribing the conversation on a giant electric billboard.
Might as well have been. Sir, what do you want to make an appointment for? I'm not a mind reader. I'm like, I just want to make an appointment to talk to a doctor. About what? I just want to have a consult. A consult about what? I'm like, I've been here a few times. I'm not sure this is how medicine works. Can I just see a doctor and not tell you why? No. Why do you want to see a doctor? I'm like, I just want a consult about STDs. What STD do you have, sir? And I turn around and everyone's looking at me in this line. I'm like, you know what? Never mind. I'll just go get HPV from this chick.
You look up, you know how they like call your numbers? She has put clever names, like Ryan's Warty McMortface and just might have herpes, like just a bunch of different names.
It was one of those instances because I later went on to work in healthcare. I'm like, that woman wasn't right at all.
Yeah, right. But what a great way to keep costs down, though. Just keep those ne'er-do-wells out of the clinic.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is a particularly interesting thing because Donald Trump has famously talked about all the sex he's had. He's now, it's coming to light that he's had to pay off a lot of people because it is statistically essentially a certainty that he has HPV.
Like, well, that's why he was asking. He's like, hey, I'm going to die of AIDS.
You would think if you had that thought, there would be an immediate Google search. Like, you would think there would be some kind of, oh my God, I have this disease I think is HIV. Again, a disease that, you know, while it can cause some problems in certain cases, is essentially ubiquitous versus a disease that is a lifelong condition that will eventually kill you.
He doesn't know how to Google. He knows how to tweet. He doesn't know how to Google.
He has to clear out what does the president do.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, here's my other thing. So imagine this is you. Put all of this in here. You're a crazed narcissist. You somehow become the president of the United States. You figure out you have HPV. Bill Gates is here. For whatever reason, you're way more open about asking Bill Gates instead of Googling this fucking thing.
or a doctor.
Or talking to that weird doctor from fucking Twin Peaks that you have.
And then you don't even bother to remember what the fuck you asked. Like, you just ask it again the next time. You're like, this wasn't important enough. I don't know. Maybe I have HIV. Maybe not. Who cares? Let me ask again.
I would remember if someone told me I didn't have HIV when I thought I did.
To me, that's a high five moment.
Yeah. He tattoos on his arm like the guy from Memento. It's like,
no HIV. The other one says, not Magic Johnson.
Dude, but actually my favorite thing about the HPV story, apparently Bill Gates was saying that he was creeped out by how much Trump knew about his daughter.
Yes, he was like ogling or whatever daughter.
But also that Trump, like at this event, however long ago, Trump left and then came back 20 minutes later on a helicopter. Like he intentionally left so he could make this grand entrance on a helicopter.
Awesome.
Oh, by the way, I just had to share this because it was, I saw this today. Someone who's just a train wreck of a person, read this meme out loud, Bobby. The first part of it is some mine workers, it looks like.
It looks like a bunch of dudes who would be working in a mine, and it said, men like this are forced to work until they're 70. And then it shows a family of what appears to be Muslim immigrants, two parents and about five kids. And it says, because the government is bringing in more and more people like this.
Okay, so.
I can't even begin to point out how many things are wrong with that.
Let's try, Dave. Yeah. Let's just try. Because everyone under there is saying, amen and shit.
Let's start with the first one. Have you ever ridden in a cab? Was there a lot of white dudes who look like miners driving it, or was there somebody else?
Let's start with the miners being forced to work, first of all.
Yeah, there's a dude with a big drum going, boom, yeah. Boom, boom.
Until they're 70, because a 68-year-old mine worker, that's efficient right there.
Also, by the way, weren't you guys the ones asking for those mine jobs back? Yeah, those shitty mine jobs everybody wanted to get rid of to replace with, like, I don't know, solar panel installers that got paid much better. Didn't you guys want the mine jobs back?
Right. I responded to this person. I shouldn't have done it. Oh, but it's the same woman that was responsible for our gigs at the landing coming to light. So I kind of felt I owed her a jab. I was like, are you under the impression that refugees just get money just freely? And she went, yes. The second they get here, they are given loans and grants to buy businesses.
Well, she's got you there. I mean, that's...
I mean, I'm sure that's true of certain people, but that's not most. And you have to like put everything in perspective. Almost ubiquitously throughout this country's history, including now, all of the hardest workers doing the hardest jobs have been immigrants. Almost ubiquitously. You can see that.
Let me get a better look in that mine.
Yeah. You know what?
Hey, who's still down there?
Tell you what. Let's go out and look. Let's go take a little field trip to Home Depot down the street and look who's outside willing to work for almost nothing that
some
crops up.
72-year-old coal mine workers that got laid off because they passed the age.
Meanwhile, let's go to places and look who gets the vast majority of farm subsidies and welfare. And it's poor white people. Yeah. Almost exclusively that gets millions of dollars in farm subsidies, corporate subsidies, and personal welfare is almost all white people.
I almost want to go on that thread and tell her, make a comment like, those coal mine workers better start working harder. We got a lot more immigrants to bring in.
And by the way, it's really benefiting us. The government is bringing them in.
Yeah.
We need more immigrants.
And by the way, you're talking about coal country. Let's go to a trailer park in West Virginia. You get a lot of immigrants there? Is that mostly immigrants that are living off the system over there?
Jesus Christ. I can't even deal with people like that.
These people that just like this is why you should hate people that aren't you. Because I made this thing up. Fucking memes are ruining this country. Memes
are. Absolutely.
Memes are. I'm going to say that memes are the most detrimental thing to this fucking world.
Well, that's the downside to the fucking amazing information age we live in, is misinformation gets spread so fucking quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right. Gobbled up by everybody.
When we were young, the goal of education was to be able to provide you with information, because that information was paramount. You had to be able to get access to it. So how do you learn it? Look up books in the Dewey Decimal System. How do you go figure this out and look up newspapers? Now the issue isn't that. We are inundated with information. There's more information than you could ever possibly learn if you started reading when you were 3 years old and went your entire life. Now the issue is, can you discern good from bad? And that's the biggest problem we have. It's no longer access to information. It's the ability to discern what is and is not good information.
Right, but there's also this willful ignorance where even if you present these people with facts and stats or whatever, they don't believe it.
But that's a psychological phenomenon that's pretty well known. We know that facts rarely change people's opinion. It takes a certain type of person for facts to matter. People tend to do things like group affiliate. So like your political affiliation probably has very little to do with what you actually believe or the facts of the matter or actual policies. It has to do with who you associate with socially. And you can change those things. You can change somebody's party affiliation much easier by changing their social affiliation than you can ever do by showing them facts or scientific studies.
So just to make sure I'm understanding you, you're championing eugenics right now. That's your solution.
Well, nobody, that is not championing eugenics, but I don't disagree with eugenics. And by the way, everybody goes, eugenics, Nazis did it. They also made the trains run on time. That's not a bad idea. And everybody who picks out their mate in anything but a random draw is participating in eugenics, just so you know. You are choosing your mate based on their genetic predispositions for certain physical qualities and then choosing those in your kids.
I also like the haircuts. Nazis had the best stuff, man.
Yeah. Sharp uniforms, I'll tell you that.
They had the better stuff. Like, we were just more persistent. Like, there was a Nazi general who famously said, like, one of Germany's Tiger tanks was worth five American tanks. He's like, but they kept sending seven.
Dude, I for just a second when he said that, I was picturing like a tank full of actual tigers, and I was so like, oh my god, this sounds amazing.
What if you have the best stuff?
That sounds awesome. They just fly a German bomber over the American forces with what is the equivalent of a fishbowl filled with tigers.
Yeah, exactly.
They drop it. The tigers get it. That would be devastating. Even if they only killed three or four people, the mental impact.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Psychological warfare.
I just imagine this caravan of planes from India over to the European theater where they're trying to bring all these tigers in.
They would do that at the opening of the dog cooking festival where the dogs are getting the recipes together.
This would be a way better version of Operation Dumbo Drop.
You know what I love? The stupidest thing that I find about horror movies is when they find out whatever monster is the villain, it was created by the military as a weapon. Like, we created this werewolf, you know, for the military. I'm like, you know, we have bears, right?
and guns. You know, we have guns. Couldn't you have just created a guy who was a better shot?
You know, we have Sharknadoes, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, someone like just releasing a bear in enemy territory and just running away. Yeah. We got him.
And then the bear turns around and starts chasing that guy. It's like, fuck.
The bear just goes back to the drawing board. Dreams about salmon.
Yeah. Also, like, you're gonna spend all this time genetically engineering like some kind of crazy animal that takes a long time to get to fruition that can just get shot in the head. Couldn't you have just done anthrax? Couldn't you have spent that same amount of time on a whole bunch of anthrax and wiped out an entire army?
Pre-Scott Ian or without?
Anyways, Bobby, been getting some messages.
Oh, okay.
Got a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
You teased our listeners with some upcoming vigilante justice.
Oh, would you be talking?
Long con.
Would you be talking about the cell phone gentleman?
Yes.
Everyone
up.
Yes. Okay. I went to go do a deal where I was going to buy a cell phone. A crazed narcissist showed up who did not have everything ready. It was not canceled on his plan. He insisted on doing it while we sat there for 30 minutes at the store while he tried to get it hooked up. Finally figured out couldn't get it hooked up at that store. The store he chose, by the way, and we'd have to go to another one that was 30 minutes away, and it would take another amount of time. Meanwhile, my kid is being babysat, and I eventually just go, hey, Brad, I can lower the price on this to compensate for the difference in time, or we should probably just scrap this deal. He was incensed, told me to go fuck myself, then later contacted me online.
Sent you some harassing messages.
Called me a pussy and then blocked me so he couldn't get anything back.
And he also said, I bet your girlfriend loves you.
Yes, right.
Sarcastically, I'm willing to imagine.
Yep, and so I made I dusted off my vigilante boots, and I've put together a vigilante plan for
this
gentleman.
There was never dust on your vigilante boots. Let's be clear about that.
It was maybe a week's worth of dust. I'll give you that. And so I decided that I'm going to put together a pretty involved plan that's not going to be a regular vigilante justice. It's not a one-time thing. It is a plan that will transpire throughout the year. And part of that plan was doing some recon, so I've spent the last few weeks looking at his online presence, figuring out where his weaknesses are, and getting ready to institute what we are going to call the Summer of Vigilante Justice.
Okay, and now I have volunteered myself to be part of this.
I think we're going to do it, and we are going to tape a lot of this and maybe make it available to people who listen, because this really is somebody who, by all accounts, was just a total crazed narcissist, full of himself, can't take responsibility for their own actions, and then attacks the other person. It's just somebody you can feel good about watching bad things happen
to.
Right. So I want everybody to think about that going in. It's okay to feel good about what's about to happen. This is like one of those bully videos where you see the bully get knocked out after he's harassing somebody. It will be very satisfying. I don't know if we can do the video. We'll have to double check. We might run into some.
This might be more of an audio situation, which is better for our listeners anyway.
But I would like to record it
with one of those drones that you bought.
Oh, yeah, I got that. I would like it if Dave and I maybe sat in my spy van watching this go on while Ryan participated in the actual thing, and we could do a play-by-play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, because he doesn't know what I look like.
No, not at all. And this will be great because I have found that he has quite the online presence. He has some weaknesses that I've determined will be able to be exploited. And because of that, we're going to do...
You found out he has a peanut allergy. You're going to give him a peanut?
We're going to do a bit of a long...
He doesn't know the difference between HIV and HPV. We're going to tell him he has both.
Give him a disease for the rest of his life. He can only eat hot dogs. That's the only meat he can have.
Scared of bears. We're going to get a bear.
Or a werewolf.
Bearwolf!
Oh, man. Don't worry, guys. It's not like that we forgot about this. Just remember, this is a long con. This is not a quick and easy, dirty prank. This is something we want to do correctly, and therefore, we're going to set this up to the
Can
right place.
Can we give a timeline, though? Do they have to wait 3 months?
I will say this.
A year?
A part of this, the planning has to be involved with a major event called Comic-Con that comes to San Diego every year, and so part of the crossover is waiting for Comic-Con to happen, which is July. And so part of the prank involves that, and that is all I will say for now, but I will say this. After July, you will probably hear at least the first installment of our Vigilante Justice series.
All right. All right. Play the theme song. Let's call it a week. Before we go, Bobby, you got this upcoming nerd show.
I have Solo, a Star Wars story. I'm doing a whole set just on Star Wars. That, again, is for that private event with the Reuben H. Fleet at the Sandbox downtown, where you'll get to go and see the Solo movie before anybody else. No matter how nerdy you are, you get to see it first. There's also a costume contest, a bunch of games and stuff. It's super cheap. I think it's like $30 for everything, ticket included. Come on out.
I encourage any of our fans who are Star Wars nerds to go and heckle his misinformation in his jokes, because I believe that he did not fact check his material. I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
How dare you?
And if you can't get into Bobby's event, that same night, I'll be at the Comedy Store in La Jolla.
And then 2 weeks later, on June 5th, I will be doing Nerd Night, where I will be debuting a whole different set.
Just plug that?
This is a multimedia set.
It's always Nerd Night when Bobby's here.
This is a multimedia set that is a mixture of stand-up with visual representations behind me, and it has to do with a museum exhibit I'm working on called The Science of Funny.
Oh, thank God, prop
cheating.
Comedy.
So that should be really fun. Again, that is Solo, a Star Wars story at the Sandbox through the Reuben H. Fleet on May 24th, and Nerd Night, The Science of Funny, on June 5th.
And if you want to see some stand-up comedy that I guarantee won't have any references to Battlestar Galactica or whatever he was just talking about, you can see me in Oceanside. That is May 31st at Midnight Jack's. Also, at the Burning Beard Brewery, I will be hosting a show with some of San Diego's best comics. Burning Beard Brewery is going to be on June 12th. Go to eventbrite.com. Last show I did there sold out on presale. All right, I'm Ryan for Dave and Bobby saying see you next week, cruising with the twos. Everyone likes butts.
Yeah.
Nobody likes dog torture.
Ooh, yeah, time passing by. Ooh, motherfucking time is passing by.
You want me to drown these fucking mice?